70 to 90 million doses of smallpox vaccine have been discovered in a pharmaceutical company's freezers in Pennsylvania. The find increases the U.S. stockpile of smallpox vaccine sixfold and eases concerns about possible shortages in case of a terrorist attack. Reporter Rick Weiss broke the story in this morning's Washington Post, and he joins us now by telephone. Welcome, Mr. Weiss.
Thanks.
This is one of those amazing stories. I guess the first question is, how do you lose 90 million doses of smallpox vaccine, and then how do you discover them again?
Well, those are, of course, the most important questions, and the questions to which we don't quite have complete answers yet. The company has been pretty mum on this issue, perhaps out of embarrassment, but apparently, you know, these were made 25 years ago or so. They've been tucked away in a freezer somewhere. They don't take up a lot of room, even though we are talking about tens of millions of doses. You know, even a few drops of liquid can vaccinate about 100 people. But somehow it just didn't get counted in the last year or so as people were doing inventories and desperately looking for this stuff, and it has just turned up.
It's quite ironic, too, because there's been great concern that the U.S. didn't have enough vaccine to respond to a terrorist attack. Now it turns out we're sitting on an adequate supply. Do we have enough now?
Quite enough. I mean, we're talking 90 million doses here on top of the 15 million doses that we knew we already had. Even if you want to get a dose for everyone in the country, you can pull it off with that because recent studies have suggested that you can dilute this stuff 1 to 5 and it still works perfectly well. So you've got more than enough for every man, woman, and child in the country now.
So this is high quality vaccine.
It is. It's the highest quality that we have made so far. There are new generations of vaccine now under development that scientists hope will be better. But they have done some preliminary tests in the last few weeks on these long-forgotten doses, and all the indications so far, although there's a few more tests to go, are that it's completely potent and will just do the job fine if it's needed.
I imagine the U.S. government is going to have to buy this from the company, Aventis Pasteur, which is a French firm.
That's right. It's French with the U.S. headquarters in Swiftwater, Pennsylvania. There are negotiations underway right now, have been for some time, and it's not clear, I don't know how it's going to end, but the rumors that are going around is that the actual cost to the government may be rather minimal. I think what the company wants is for the government to cover the cost of actually finishing the testing on the stuff and getting it bottled into proper vials, and also some kind of liability waiver to make sure the company doesn't carry ongoing risk after they hand the stuff over. But there may not be much money involved in the end. A lot of drug companies since September 11th have tried to be as generous as they can in these sorts of matters.
What about the French government? Aren't they interested in this cache of smallpox vaccine?
I have not heard from the French government on this. There actually have been some concerns worldwide as the U.S. has moved aggressively to ramp up production of vaccine in this country, that by us soaking up all the newly made vaccines, there might not be enough to go around globally. And smallpox, as you know, is very contagious, very infectious. Any kind of an outbreak anywhere would be a global threat. So you can't really keep it within borders. And I'm not sure how the French government might be reacting to this.
Washington Post reporter Rick Weiss, thanks very much.
You're welcome.